Joining us now, we have former PGA Tour player, Champions Tour player, and now golf analyst, and he's got a little product he wants to talk about as well. Billy Kratzer joins us. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, guys. How's it going, Mike and Mark?
It's going pretty good, man. What's up with you these days? I hear this Hackers RX is the product we need to be talking about tonight. What do you got?
Well, it's a teaching aid that enhances the kind of the routine for a player that can go out there and they can get on the range, they can set it up, they can kind of get some type of consistency with lining up, they can get it up with ball position, distance from the ball, path of the club. There's a lot of variations of how you can set Hackers RX up, and but what is really interesting or I think intriguing about the product is that once you get a lesson from your PGA professional at home, and you guys can kind of, okay, the teacher, the student, you can kind of talk about it, you can kind of get an idea as to where you're going. You can figure out, okay, this is where I play my 7-iron, this is where I play my 5-iron, this is where I play my hybrid, this is where I play my driver. You can actually put Hackers RX down and you can recreate those positions that you and your professional or your swing coach have spoken about. Because we all know that what you do mechanically and what you feel, there's a chance that can be totally different. But if you have some type of consistency to where you are always lining up the same, you always have the same ball position, you always have the entry into the ball the same, that's where you kind of develop the consistency. And I think it's invaluable, especially, you know, for a lot of people that are in the Northeast or the Midwest. I grew up in the Midwest, and, you know, I certainly did not play golf for probably a three-month stretch. And it was this would have been very valuable for me. Okay, this is where the ball position was. This is where I was playing well, and this was the feel that I had. And you try to recreate that feel.
So, Billy, at its core, it's an update on alignment tools, correct?
That is 100% correct, and it's kind of a foolproof alignment device, to where it has three extensions that extend out to where you can. You can measure your distance from the ball, which I think is critical. I think a lot of people, and I heard Jonas Blix. I was doing the tournament last week at the Farmers Insurance Open, and I said, okay, what was the difference today's round as opposed to yesterday's round? You shoot 77 on the south course, then you come back with 66, and then you shoot 66 again on the south course. I said, what is the difference? He said, the difference was I moved a little bit closer to the golf ball, and it made all the difference in the world. And that's all anyone is searching for. They're searching for some consistency in the setup that I can actually set up the same every single time that I'm going to hit a golf shot. And so, it's got the three rods, the three extenders, so you can have a 180 degrees, then you can have a 90 degree angle, and then the wings of the outer two rods can actually come down, and you can actually create a swing path, because most amateurs, they'll get out and over it. For a right-handed player, they'll get the right shoulder out, so the club comes in, the right shoulder goes out, and so then you get the out-to-in path, where you can actually fold the right rod down a little bit, then as a student, you have a visual, because I think, you know, when you talk about kinesthetically learning and kinesiology and hands-on and what you're doing, I think that's very important. And I think for me, if I have a visual of what I'm doing, I think I can get the feel and kind of create and make myself get to the inside. And I think that's where a lot of the amateurs are going to find Hackers RX valuable, is that, okay, oh, I put this rod down a little bit, so I want to swing along this path. Now I'm coming a little bit from the inside to the outside. Oh, my gosh, I just started drawing the ball. I've never been able to draw the ball or hit a right-to-left shot. So that's as simple as it sounds, Mike and Mark. I think that's the genius of the product, is that its simplicity allows the student to go ahead and use it and feel comfortable using it.
Well, and I think it's also for those, we'd encourage our listeners to get out to the website, and we'll give that address in a second, to take a look at it, because it's actually quite small and collapsible. Does that mean I could use it on side hill lies, downhill lies, you know, all kinds of different, you know, problems that I might face in my swing, just to kind of get that memory going?
Yes, because when you, and I mean the short game, the putting, I mean, it actually goes through all facets of the game. And you bring up a good point, and it is so small. I mean, it is so compact. You can actually put it in your back pocket and, you know, just kind of carry it around, and you can walk down the range and probably no one would even notice that you have it in your back pocket. And, but yet once you use the extenders, and I think the student can be as creative as they want to, but it all is predicated on their ability or what their handicap is, what their skill level is, and just how creative they want to be with the golf shot. And side hill, downhill, putting, yes, it does incorporate all that.
Yeah, and for our listeners, the web address is hackersrx.com, and I'm looking at the use it page right now. I mean, we're talking, like you said, ball position, how to flight the ball, draw the ball, fade the ball, pitch shots, chip shots, bunker shots, lob flop shots, and putting. So you get all of that with everything.
Yeah. So. And Bill Harmon who, and Nicole Castrali, when we kind of threw around our ideas and we kind of thought about this, and, you know, I know, you know, a lot of the tour players, you'll see them with the alignment rods and everything. But tour players with the alignment rods, they understand what they're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. Hackers RX sets up everything, and it actually takes it to a level of understanding for the 15, 18, 20, 25, 36 handicapper. That's what you want. I can lay down a club. I don't need anything straight that I can lay down there. But if I can lay something down there that actually shows me the ball position, I have a rod, I have a ball, I have two golf balls, I can put it on the instep for a driver, I can move up just a little bit, and then the 7-iron is a little bit forward of my nose, then I think once you kind of define, and you look at the players on tour that have their alignment rods or sticks, they actually mark where their 7-iron is, their 8-iron is, their 3-iron is, their driver. They have that all marked down. But who wants to take the time to do that? I mean, we always talk about where golf is going and how can we help golf? Well, people want to go out and they want to play, you know, to their capabilities or a little bit better than their capabilities. Do they have the time to go out there and say, or to go through the process, okay, this is where my driver, okay, I need to mark this. Listen, Hackers RX has everything calibrated out to where, okay, all of a sudden, you just take a magic marker or a Sharpie or whatever, mark it there, put a D, that's my driver. Put a 7 for a 7-iron or a 5 for a 5-iron. And then it's a reference point from that point forward. You really don't have to do any guessing. And that's the beauty of it. And Billy Harmon made a great statement. He says, the simplicity of Hackers RX is the genius of it.
All right. Well, we're talking with Bill Kratzert and with Hackers RX. And, you know, I want to transition a little bit, Billy, before we let you go. When we were talking about, you know, the round of golf that was played out at the Farmers, is that one of the most difficult conditions you've ever seen on the golf course that these guys had to play in over the weekend and into Monday?
Well, I you know, I can tell you, and I was asked the question, when you look back through your career, what are the rounds that stood out to you like the round that Brant Snedeker played? And I said, I think back to the round that Tom Watson played at the Memorial Tournament when he shot 69. The wind chill factor was below 32. I look back to Greensboro when Tom Weisskopf shot 64. And you look at the TPC, the Players' Championship, when Davis Love shot that great round, 64, when no one else was even close. But I absolutely 100% think that when we start looking back at what the wraparound schedule and what 2016 provided, I think we're going to look back at a round that Brant Snedeker played and we're going to say, oh my gosh, that is one of the top 10 rounds ever played in the game of golf.
Wow. Wow. Man, well, that's awesome, Billy. We really appreciate you hopping on with us tonight. Again, everybody get out to hackersrx.com, pick up the product, and get your game in shape, even if you can't hit it right now out on the golf course, right?
Absolutely. Well, Mike and Mark, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and you guys do a great job. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.